tomorrow, and Trump has yet to appoint an ambassador to South Korea. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced the development of new intercontinental ballistic missiles capable of evading Western defenses on Thursday, using his equivalent of the State of the Union speech to announce that, quote, the attempt at curbing Russia has failed. Billions of rubles pouring into the Russian military in recent years. It's easy for Putin to tout new weaponry. Considerably harder, though, will be showing progress on improving the Russian economy. Nevertheless, just weeks ahead of a presidential vote in which he hopes to win another 6 years in office, Putin pledged to cut poverty rates in half and raise Russia's GDP by 50% by the middle of the next decade.
And finally, Buffalo Bills Hall of Fame quarterback Jim Kelly once again has been diagnosed with oral cancer. Kelly released a statement today through his publicist saying he is shocked and deeply saddened by the news. The diagnosis came a few weeks after Kelly celebrated his 58th birthday. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right. I'm satisfied. I gotta finish up what I'm talking about. Okay. All of our new listeners out there. And I'm going to use an old Chris Rock comedy bit. Insurance is something you purchase in case bad beep happens. Insurance is something you purchase in case bad poop happens. Got it? That's what it's there for. Meaning that you own the right amount of insurance, not a penny less, not a penny more. For years and years and decades, we were convinced that we need to have this all-encompassing health insurance, and I need to go to the doctor and have a $10 copay, and I don't have to pay for this, and I don't have to pay for that. And you know what? Things started adding up after a while. It started becoming more and more expensive. More and more expensive. The numbers didn't add up, did they? You don't have insurance on your car to cover a car wash, to cover a detail, to cover an oil change. Oh, you're like, yes, I do. Yes, I do. My car, for 50,000 miles, I got all my oil changes free. No, no, no. They're not for free. You paid for them in the price of your car, you doofus. Nothing is free. You just prepaid. That's all. That's all it is. And that's what health insurance became. And people kept going for every bump, bruise, you name it, because it's a $10 copay. And then the copays went up. And then we ran into more issues. All you need is health insurance to pay is to pay for catastrophic issues, catastrophic problems. The same way that you have for your car insurance, the same thing that you have for your house. That's it. No. I don't want my health insurance to cover a well visit. I know. Hey, I tell you this. The insurance companies want you to have well visits because they want to make sure that you're healthy to stay on top of stuff so things don't become catastrophic. So they maybe say, hey, you know what? We'll pay for that because it's worth it for us. Better yet, they should say either you get a well visit or guess what? Your premiums are going up because you're a greater risk. When you take risk out of the equation, it no longer becomes insurance. It becomes something else entirely. We don't have health insurance. The closest thing we had to health insurance here in this country was actually put together. This was under the Bush administration, and in my opinion, it was his best domestic initiative. High deductible, catastrophic health insurance coupled with health savings accounts. I had that. I no longer do. Obamacare blew that entire market up. Blew it up completely. I mentioned here on the program, we got this huge opiate crisis problem, heroin problem. We all pay. You understand? We all pay for this because, again, everybody has to have health insurance in this country, right? And health insurance covers, mandated by Obama, covers drug addiction treatment. So we're all paying. No one ever points that out. They talk about the high cost of health insurance. Well, you're covering everything and anything. And now you've got a brand new multi-billion dollar drug addiction industry here in this country because we've got people dropping dead left, right, and all over the place. And we're all paying. Anyway, again, whenever I talk about insurance, it's one of the more difficult things for me to explain to people because people have been conditioned. They've been conditioned to something else. Anyway, all right, we got to talk about, again, one of the big stories that's out there, and it's this Russia investigation, trolls and tweets and all sorts of stuff that's going on out there. And I want everybody to take a couple steps back. I want to put this into perspective as best we can, because that's what we think we're good at that here at the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Here, take a look at some of our really cool United States logos, right? You know, you got the American Eagle there gripping the arrows, and we've got we got the "Don't Tread on Me" flag. We like to think that, you know, United States of America, rock, land of the free, home of the brave. We got all those really powerful memorials there on the mall in Washington, D.C. Take a look at just the awesome power of our military. And you mean to tell me that this nation is going to get taken down by some advertisements taken out on Twitter and Facebook by some Russian hack group out of St. Petersburg? Who knew? Who knew? Oh, my Lord, who knew? That's it. That's it. We're like mighty Achilles, and they have found our heel. Yes, the Russians have found our heel, and it's social media. So they're gonna put stupid ads out on Facebook and Twitter, and they are gonna take our country down. And you know what? They are, as Charlie Sheen once said, winning. We're buying in to this massive load of bull excrement. And we've got people freaking out. Thomas Friedman in the New York Times, this is like the greatest threat that this nation has ever seen. You've got Gerald Nadler, U.S. Congressman, compared it to Pearl Harbor. Compared it to Pearl Harbor. William Galston in the Wall Street Journal, based upon Trump's tweets last week, said he was unfit for office because Trump basically said it wasn't that big of a deal. Hey, Bill, Obama said it wasn't that big of a deal either. Obama compared it to a gnat on an elephant's butt, and that's a direct quote. But Russia's winning. The whole purpose of the entire thing was to get us fighting and arguing. Yeah, Russia's basically like one of those characters on the Real Housewives shows that are just there to stir the pot, to cause controversy, to stir stuff up. That's basically their role right now. And that's what they're doing. And it's funny. I find it hilarious because it's working. You know, it's funny. There was an article that I grabbed this past week, basically pointing out that these Russian trolls, they were tweeting out disinformation about American businesses. I don't know if you remember this. There was a rumor going on that turkeys from Walmart one Thanksgiving were making people sick. It wasn't true. All the people that were involved, retweets, all this stuff, all made up. Same Russian company. Same Russian company. Here's a bit of advice for everybody out there, and especially for you social media fans out there. If you go to social media for your news and for your information, if you go to the Twitter or Facebook for information, you, my friend, are a moron. You are. You're a moron. Most of the people that are on those things aren't even real. They're fake. They're bots. You can buy them. You want to buy 100,000 followers? You can do it. You want to start a campaign of misinformation? You can pay for it. You can do it. Again, I've made the analogy here in the past, but I'm going to take it one further. You remember Ghostbusters 2 with Viggo? Viggo, hey, Viggo. But do you remember all of the, there was a stream, it was this pink slime. Pink slime. In the first movie, it was the green slime from that little floaty green monster thing. There was pink slime that was flowing underneath the streets of Manhattan. And I remember they were all sitting around. They got a sample of the pink slime. And they discovered that the pink slime puts off this enormous amount of negative energy that got people fighting and arguing with one another. And it could, you know, start a fight and do all sorts of terrible things. You know, the funny thing is that my in-laws, my wife, believe in that stuff. The Greeks, they have this thing. They have this little blue eye, protected the evil eye. Italians, sometimes they got the red pepper that's there to protect you from the evil eye. They believe in that stuff. My mother-in-law does prayers from time to time when she thinks that there's negative energy in the air to make it go away. I'm not kidding. I don't know. I don't even got to hire my mother-in-law to go out there and defeat all the negative crap that's on Facebook and Twitter and social media out there. Because it's working. Can you imagine the United States of America gets taken down and falls apart due to Twitter? Twitter. We win the Cold War. We defeat the Nazis, Imperial Japan. We've done all of this stuff and we get taken down by the Twitter. By trolls, internet trolls. It's just a whole season of South Park. It was not two seasons ago. All about these people that just go online and just wreak havoc. Why do you listen to them? Why do you engage in any debate with them? Why do you even go there anymore? Why? Why? And for the life of me, again, it's a good business opportunity. Someone has to start up a social media platform where you have to verify who you are. How many people out there listening to this program right now would love to participate in a social media platform where you could not be anonymous? You had to actually prove that you are a real, live human being. I think it would work. And you know what else I think? I think people would pay to actually use the service. Again, the existing services, they base a lot of their advertising dollars on the amount of followers and the amount of people that are on the thing. I'm telling you right now, people would pay for it. They'd rather go on that forum than have to deal with this crap. Anyway, got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great, great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
Are you living with pain, joint pain, headaches, muscle aches, back aches? I was. I'm Barry Yarkoni, CEO of Vinopron. For me, it was pain from a nasty fall, and I wanted safe, fast relief. That's when I discovered the extraordinary pain relief benefits of hops, the same plant used to flavor beer. I was stunned by how fast it worked, so we created all-natural Vinopron, made with no harmful chemicals and backed by 15 years of research. It works for you in just 1 hour, not days or weeks. Find out how well Vinopron relieves your pain for free. Call 800-269-9700 right now for a free 1 week trial. There are no tricks or gimmicks, no obligation, no automatic shipments. Just a small shipping charge for a full week of relief. This is a limited-time offer, so call 800-269-9700. That's 800-269-9700. Visit vinoprin.com or just call 800-269-9700 and get rid of your pain now.
Mario and Pemba here for my friends at Auto Value Parts Stores. When you shop at your neighborhood Auto Value Parts Stores, you're shopping local. And when you shop local, you're helping that very same neighborhood. The money you spend goes back into your community rather than some faceless national chain. Auto Value cares about their products and services because they are part of your community. Furthermore, when you shop local, your tax dollars stay in the community, which provides more money for local services like parks, libraries, and fire departments. The end result is a stronger, more self-sufficient community where everyone benefits. You can shop local online, too, at autoparts2020.com. At Auto Value, local service is the difference. We get it. So keep it local, Tigers fans, and shop for your auto parts at your local Auto Value Parts stores. Local sales, local service, a winning combination with Auto Value Parts stores. For me, Auto Value Parts stores are a home run every time.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs of the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
ABBA. Now, if that group, you know, there's something I'd invest in. An ABBA reunion tour. They would print money. They would print money if they went on a reunion tour. And, of course, Led Zeppelin. But anyway, that's not going to happen. Anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Always honored to have you tuned in to the program. There was a column that I wrote many moons ago, and I found this study fascinating. I'm a dork, and I read studies. But this study most certainly pertained to what I do for a living. And it was a Swiss study where, and it was in the Scientific American, where a couple of researchers basically discovered that, well, stockbrokers exhibited worse psychotic tendencies than actual psychos. Psychopaths exhibit characteristics such as charm, dishonesty, callousness, remorselessness, infallibility, and a fondness for irresponsible behavior. They actually conducted a study where they contrasted the behavior of 28 brokers who were given a computer simulation and intelligence test to that of psychopaths who were given the identical tests. Brokers outscored the psychopaths in their willingness to engage in risk, more eager to harm their opponents, and their desire to come out on top. And I can go on and on and on. Did it surprise me? Nope, it didn't surprise me at all. But anyway, I thought about this, and I think the same tendencies hold true with people in the media. I do. I'm finding it harder and harder to believe, especially ones that have been around the block for a little bit longer. Some of the younger ones, not so much. Some of the younger ones, not so much. Maybe they just don't know any better. Again, I went to a school where the journalism school was one of the top draws there, at Syracuse University, Newhouse School. And I knew plenty of kids that graduated from the Newhouse School. Did they take history classes? No. See, one would think that if you really want to be a great journalist, you might want to have an understanding of history and be able to put things into perspective. No, they're too busy posing in front of cameras. So, yeah, I see some of these people. They come out and they put on their little things. And some of them are kids. And I'm like, I can't put it by them. But the ones that have been around there a little bit longer, yeah. No different than the evil stockbrokers or the psychopaths into themselves. And I know what you do. You put out false information on purpose to, again, stir people up. Because that's what your goal is as well. Your goal is the same goal as the Russian trolls. Stir the pot. That's your goal. Now, again, you want to watch this past week. It's a prime example. The forum that took place down in Sunrise, Florida, the CNN forum about guns. And Marco Rubio and Dana Loesch. And I don't blame the kids for yelling and screaming. They don't know any better. They're kids. They're kids. When a classmate of mine died back when I was in high school, I remember how distraught I was and how hard it was for me to process it and my classmates. I can't even imagine something like this. But CNN knew exactly what they were doing by putting this on and putting this together and allowing for this mess to take place. They knew that Dana Loesch couldn't say no and Marco Rubio couldn't say no. They knew that the kids were going to start yelling and screaming, and that's exactly what they wanted to have happen. And I've written about Dante's Inferno and certain levels of hell where you've got people lying and basically bearing false witness. They said false counsel, fraudulent advisors, I think Dante called it. I think the exact translation is. That's what these people are, and that's what they do. A little bit more on this when we get back. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump said today that he will unveil steep tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum products next week, a move that could have major repercussions for global trade. Earlier today, President Trump was asked at the White House how steep the tariffs would be.
It'll be 25% for steel. It'll be 10% for aluminum. And it'll be for a long period of time.
A powerful and unpredictable storm is expected to hit the Northeast today with drenching rains, flooding, and dangerous winds, and a potential for whiteout conditions. Meteorologist Rob Carolyn explains.
Low pressure is headed towards the Ohio River Valley today. It'll redevelop off the coast of New Jersey and turn into a powerful nor'easter.
The National Weather Service has issued a high wind watch from 7 a.m. Friday until 7 a.m. Saturday, as wind gusts are now expected to reach 60 miles an hour. Please do use caution if you're driving and will be affected by this storm. This is USA Radio News.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-768-0158. 800-768-0158.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I'm going to do something I don't normally do here on the program. I'm going to replay a clip that I played earlier on during the week. I'm going to thank the folks over at Media Research Center that compiled this clip. I played it on my program, and then other radio shows around the country picked it up as well. You may have heard it, but I think it's important. I think it's important enough that I'm going to actually play it again here on the weekend. This is basically a mashup of CNN and MSNBC. This is right after Donald Trump got elected. He's not even inaugurated yet. He's just the president-elect. Have a listen.
Morgan Radford is at Union Square in New York City. That is where the anti-Trump protest is just about to kick off. And Morgan, with a good day to you. What's happening there right now?
Stop right there. You hear the tone of her voice? Just about ready to kick off. It's like the same tone of voice or the same type of... she would have spoken the same way and said, we are going down to 6th Avenue to where the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is about ready to kick off. Did you notice that? I did. Play on.
Well, it's already started. In fact, you can see hundreds of people behind me here in Union Square. I want to show you some of the signs and the posters they're holding up here. You can see one here that says, Knowledge Trump's Hate, Protect Our Public Schools, Teachers Against Trump. You see people that are really saying that this is the time for them to come together. They're trying to say they're being more inclusive. And that's because thousands of people, as you know, Alex, are feeling marginalized by President-elect Donald Trump's comments. And they said, this is a love rally.
After they pointed in that direction, they yelled, we're not going to be tolerating any sexism or homophobia or racism. And that is really the message. All of sort of these protesters coming together, frustrated, angry, and all directed at the president-elect.
Yeah. Hey, Morgan, can you tell who has organized this rally? It has been suggested that so many of the protests across this country have been impromptu rallies. I mean, it's been supported by a very diverse array of constituents. Is there someone in charge here?
Right now, this is a lot of different groups of people who have come together with no necessarily official leader. And that's been some of the criticism. People have said, well, what's the point? Do you have all these disparate groups coming together? But what they're saying is the point is they know they can't change the results of the election because that.
They're all hanging out at Starbucks. Down at Starbucks down at Union Square. And it's the, hey, we don't like this Trump character. And let's all get together, and we'll go out, and we'll make signs. We'll go to Staples. We'll get some crayons and some markers. We'll make signs, and we'll all march. And then we'll come back here, and we'll get coffee. Right. Sure. That's exactly how it went. Play on.
What they say is they want to come together and show America that love really does win. Alex, I have to say I've covered quite a few protests from the Black Lives Matter protests, and this is something different. It's something unique. The energy here is electric. I spoke to
that woman when she's saying she's concerned that black people will be shot in the street. Did she back from that at all, or is that a legitimate concern for her? Because that's scary.
Alex, it's not only a legitimate concern for her, it's a legitimate concern for a lot of people who I've spoken to. Not only
Stop. Do you guys understand what the word legitimate means? So if I came out there and I said, and I started a protest, and I am protesting saying that the government really needs to do something right away because the Death Star is coming and Darth Vader is going to take out the planet Earth like he did Alderaan. And I am really, really concerned about that. Would that be a legitimate concern? Huh? Is it a... No, I mean, honestly, someone's actually saying that in protest. You see, like, people in certain areas sometimes in the city that are got signs up and the end of the world is nigh. That's a legitimate concern. And yes, you can make your way on MSNBC, CNN. Play on.
Protest, but people I've spoken to just in the city, they said they're wondering if this is almost a license to carry in terms of hate.
There are thousands of people right now.
Whoa, stop. Did she work on that? Did she work on a license to carry in terms of hate? Yes. Yes, Donald Trump's elected. And guess what? Yes. Yes, you now have a not license to kill like double, a license to carry hate. Oh, by the way, before we got to go to break, this rally, they found out who organized it. Yeah, it was the same Russian trolls there that put out anti-Hillary ads and pro-Bernie ads and pro-Jill Stein ads. Those same trolls organized this rally. Hey, lefties, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog. WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-847-3191. That's 800-847-3191. 800-847-3191.
CEOs, feeling irritable, listless, anxious? Employees feeling sluggish or lacking commitment? You could be suffering from business low T or low technology, an affliction commonly associated with outdated, inefficient human capital management systems. Paycom uses unique technology to increase employee efficiency, reducing risk, all while eliminating the telltale symptom of low T, paying more every year for the same outdated software. With Paycom, your business T levels will skyrocket. Warning, use Paycom only as directed. Side effects include increased productivity, profits, and morale. Paycom has been known to cause regular heartbeats and nights filled with sleep. It's time you had an honest conversation with your HR staff about switching your old low-T system to Paycom. Text the word cloud, that's C-L-O-U-D, to 511-511 and receive a free guide, the top 7 tips to consider when switching HR and payroll companies. Cloud to 511-511. Remember to text the word cloud to 511-511 and receive the top 7 tips. Paycom, raise the bar on HR.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Well, meddling. I would have gotten your way for it. It wasn't for you meddling Russians. Scooby-Doo. I hate to break it to everybody out there that happens to actually think that our noses are clean. We don't do anything like this because we do. Actually, it's funny. I grabbed this. This is Time Magazine cover going back to 1996. It's got a caricature of Boris Yeltsin. Remember Boris? Boris Yeltsin, caricature, arms folded, holding an American flag. And this is the title, exclusive, Yanks to the Rescue. The secret story of how American advisors helped Yeltsin win. That was July 9th, 1996. Did we meddle in the Russian election? Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Without a doubt. But we do it all the time, guys. Okay? This is nothing new. This is nothing different. We can take a look at our history of meddling. And when that long ago, was it McCain and Victoria Nuland of the Department of State egging on the crowds in Kiev that overthrew the elected government in Ukraine? What about the democratically elected regime of Mohamed Morsi in Egypt? We aid in overthrowing that as well? Yeah. Oh, come on. I don't know if you saw this. You had James Woolsey was on Laura Ingraham's program on Fox. And he was asked, have we ever tried to meddle in other countries' elections? With a grin. Okay, this is the former CIA director. Woolsey replied, oh, probably. We don't do that anymore, though, Ingraham interrupted. We don't mess around with other people's elections, Jim. Well, Woolsey said with a smile, only for a very good cause. You know, I'm not making this up at all. I'm not making it up at all. This is what we do. We can go all the way back. We can go back to Iran in 1953, which again led to many of the problems that we've had today and the Islamic Republic that exists there today. Go to Guatemala in 1954. How about Saigon in 1963? You go on and on and on down the list there, kids. We meddle. And we meddle quite often. And again, we didn't have Facebook at that point. Could you imagine if these... the power of Facebook and Twitter. What if Goebbels had it, for crying out loud? Gee whiz. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great, great stuff there at the website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Going to have some fun when we get back. Don't go anywhere.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski. We've been
traveling far. You know, I always try to save the last. Like I said, I don't ever pre-plan the show. I never really know what direction I'm going to go in. I really don't. But I try to. I try to save the last segment of the program for just kind of off the beat stuff that oftentimes adds a little bit of color. One does need a little bit of color. What movie? Come on, what movie? Remember The Birdcage? Remember Nathan Lane's character comes out and he's all dressed up like a guy. He's got the power suit on, but then he's wearing the red socks. One does need a little bit of color. Anyway, like a little color, because these things also, they tie in many ways to many of the big, big stories of the day. Anyway, how about this one? Again, I've talked about this here on the program. I don't get it. I don't get Alexa. I don't understand Google Home. I don't know how anybody in their right mind would put a gadget like that in their house. It's downright frightening. The people over at Google could turn your device on at any time and listen to what goes on. I can picture it now. I can picture it to the young men wearing that with the man buns and the goatees, drinking too much on a Friday, going back to the offices over at Google and flipping a switch and listening into what goes on in your house. And you let them because you put the bug in your house. Well, we're going off on social media and some of these companies. I'm not kidding you right now. Facebook is developing they're calling it a portal gadget, which will let it put microphones and cameras in people's homes. Again, stupid is as stupid does. Have fun with that. All right. I didn't know this. Okay, but we know now. We know now that I guess Americans who practice yoga contribute to white supremacy. This is coming from a Michigan State University professor. That's right. That's right. They're contributing to a system of power, privilege, and oppression. This Sharina Gandhi, a religious studies professor, claims in an article that they're contributing to white supremacy and they promote the yoga industrial complex. Who knew? I had no idea. Now I do. They're saying that white people need to learn the history of yoga, acknowledge the cultural appropriation they engage in, and contribute money to reduce the cost of yoga classes for poor people. Wait a second here. Neo yoga's history. Last time I checked, why is it so expensive to do yoga? Just asking. Why? You need a mat, right? I mean, in India, right? Was it expensive 150, 200 years ago in India when you guys were practicing? I don't know the history of it. Come on already. Here we go. Yes, the Manchester Art Gallery is removing a famous Victorian painting showing nude mythological creatures. It's been deemed puritanical and an act of authoritarian moralizing. That's right. They've been inspired by the hashtag MeToo and Time's Up movement. The gallery has removed Hylas and the Nymphs by John William Waterhouse because they don't like the way that the artwork is displayed and interpreted. Yep. They're saying this gallery presents the female body as either a passive decorative form or a femme fatale. Let's challenge this Victorian fantasy. Oh, let's not. And again, it's a beautiful picture. And last time I checked, most women try to present themselves in that way. They do. Do they not? Okay, yes, there's the ones out there that, you know, just say, why bother? And they tend to live in the state of Vermont. But what's the problem here? Have we lost our minds? Yes, we have. Anyway, this is great news. I'm thrilled to hear this because I know we're getting ever closer to that technological dream. That technological dream of Dr. Evil and myself, that we get sharks with freaking laser beams attached to their heads. I've been waiting for this for a long time. I mean, Dr. Evil came up with the idea in the original Austin Powers back in the 1990s. But it's just been a fantasy. But I realize we're getting closer because guess what? Iran believes that the United States is spying on it with special lizards. Again, true story. Lizards with the ability to attract atomic waves were reportedly used by Western spies to gain intelligence on Iran's nuclear program. Yes, we have the United States of America. We have lizard spies. Lizard spies. I don't even think that they even have a Marvel character in the comic books that's capable of doing that yet. I don't think so. Anyway, quickly on this sports story. And I cannot stand the NCAA. I actually got a lot of questions and comments about this past week, which is kind of fascinating. Louisville. I've got no attachment to Louisville. I happen to know one of the families and one of the players, current players there on the team, the current team. But they had their appeal denied, and they had to vacate their 2013 title and also their Final Four appearance in 2012. Why? Why did it not happen? Is the NCAA actively working on a DeLorean with a flux capacitor to go back and change history, change the past? You tell me what the point is here. You want to punish them for whatever they do and do it now. But what is the point in actually doing this? And spare me the moralizing, okay? I'm still trying to figure out where all that money goes. The billions and billions and billions of dollars that is made off college athletics. I want to know. Because we still haven't figured it out yet. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. By the way, March Madness coming up. That is the biggest, most lucrative sporting event in the country. Anyway, God bless everybody. Have a wonderful week. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll see you.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump said today that he will unveil steep tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum products next week, a move that could have major repercussions for global trade. Earlier today, President Trump was asked at the White House how steep the tariffs would be.
It'll be 25% for steel. It'll be 10% for aluminum. And it'll be for a long period of time.
Now, since that announcement, we've seen the Dow Jones Industrial Average drop over 500 points. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was asked if this is concerning the president.
The president's concerned about the men and women of this country who have been forgotten about, the industries that our country was founded and built on. And this shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody. This is something, frankly, the president's been talking about for decades. Certainly something he talked about regularly on the campaign trail.
Check us out at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Today, Russian President Vladimir Putin announced that Russia has tested an array of new strategic nuclear weapons that cannot be intercepted. The technological breakthrough could dramatically increase Russia's military capacity and boost the Kremlin's global position around the world. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois says this has to be a huge concern for the United States.
It's always been worrisome when you think about the issue of nuclear weapons because both sides can destroy each other. It's mutual assured destruction, and we know that.
The number of first-time claims for unemployment benefits remains at a near-record low. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The Labor Department reporting Thursday morning that initial claims for benefits fell by 10,000 for the week ending last Saturday to a seasonally adjusted 210,000, and that's the lowest level since December of 1969. The Labor Department says it points to a rapidly tightening labor market. The jobless rate of 4.1% is at a 17-year low.
This is USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFCs only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Police across the nation are once again urging women to use caution if they use rideshare services such as Uber and Lyft, as sexual predators are now posing as drivers and attacking women as they leave bars and nightclubs. ABC security analyst Steve Gomez has the first thing you should do when you get into that Uber or Lyft vehicle for a ride.
You should ask the driver, who are you here to pick up? There is a license plate on every smartphone app when you sign up for the vehicle to pick you up. Check it out from afar and then make the approach.
Gomez also says,
you don't necessarily want to be at the curb. If you are waiting for a rideshare or even a taxi, wait near the building. You know, if there's security, you can be kind of close to the security because no predator is going to want to pick up anybody that's close to security.
Lots of Americans will suddenly become Irish between now and Saturday, March 17th. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
According to the National Retail Federation, Americans plan to spend $5.9 billion to celebrate St. Patrick's Day this year. Catherine Cullen with the National Retail Federation tells us that's a record.
This is the highest level we've seen in the survey's 14-year history.
Cullen tells us with St. Patrick's Day falling on a Saturday this year, another record will also be shattered.
This year, about 149 million adults are expected to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, which is 10 million more than last year.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.